Are you ready? I'm fishing like her.
My mama said it's good. Dogs are just about to keep me out of trouble.
My mom's kind of mad that I joined the band because now she can't
leave. I like
that. I'm going to get the trophies at the end saying you won and you got it.
And then I'm like a very shy person. So Vivette has helped me like talk more to people.
Everybody loves to argue. If you win an argument, you feel so good. You should sit there like, beat you. I'm going to beat you next time too. See? It's just the fun of beating somebody at something you're good at.
So the University of Nebraska is a football powerhouse. KU is always strong in basketball, and UMKC's debate squad has a lot to be proud of.
Well, that's for sure. National championships, repeated top five rankings, and a program that has turned out some of the country's top debaters.
And now they've got a project to take their success to a whole new level. And UMKC debate coach Linda Collier and debater Myron King join us this morning to talk about it. Thanks
Good morning.
For being here.
Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Linda, tell us about this new level. It's high school, right?
That's right. It's Debate Kansas City, and it's a program we'll be announcing today, a major grant from an international financier, George Soros's foundation, and we're bringing high school debate back to Kansas City, Missouri schools. And that's what we've been doing since 1998. Using debate to provide students the opportunity to learn more, to earn scholarships, meet new people, and to go places they've never seen before. Hi, I'm Linda Collier, and I want to personally invite you to learn more about Debate Kansas City and to get involved with this wonderful program.
What is Debate Kansas City? Debate Kansas City stands for Developing Empowerment by Argument, Thought, and Engagement. The idea is to use debate to help students succeed academically and personally. Budget cuts long ago prevented students from debating in the Kansas City and Kansas City, Kansas school district. That was unfortunate because high school debaters generally get better grades and are more likely to attend college, avoid teen pregnancy, and escape serious drug use. These students do better because debate teaches you how to think logically, research issues thoroughly, solve problems creatively, speak persuasively, and present yourself and your ideas confidently.
And it really helped me use my speaking skills. And since then, I have been able to do a lot of things. I've become a community leader. I was sent to New York to receive an award. I was one of the six that received it. I might be sent to Florida next year because of skills I got from debate.
Stories like that convinced billionaire George Soros to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in reintroducing debate to urban high schools. He's seen the power of helping others give voice to their ideas and opinions. So have others.
Because the merits of the program are just too tremendous. For my students, I can't talk too much about how they have changed. One, their commitment to a program has changed. Two, their comprehension. Reading skills have just kind of skyrocketed. It's amazing how much reading they do, how much they understand.
Students who take part in Debate Kansas City can attend a special UMKC summer day camp or more intensive summer debate institute. They compete in debate tournaments locally and across the state. And more importantly, they have a chance to celebrate their successes with their family and teachers at semester-ending award banquets.
Thanks. Kind of got me started because they really helped me a lot, because when I got in class where it was competitive speech, then I kind of already knew some of the basics from the Debate Kansas City or the UMKC camp that was during the day.
For a lot of students, the real payoff comes at the tournament. Here they compete against other Debate Kansas City schools, see how well they can do, travel throughout the metropolitan area and occasionally the state, see old friends and meet new ones. At every tournament, each student is recognized for his or her hard work through certificates of participation, speaker awards, and individual team and school trophies.
You win or you lose, you always get a certificate or something. So the people always have something to show off, so they're proud about it.
That's me! I did it!
Yeah, exactly.
And it's here.
that parents, teachers, coaches, and all the other supporters of Debate Kansas City often find their reward.
Okay, like on this part, you gotta really stop and say it slowly. Violation. They change our foreign policy towards NATO, not Russia. Just slow down and just say it.
Here, my name is Kim Burrow, and I work at the University of Missouri here in town, and I'm the project administrator for Debate Kansas City. And we have grown so much this year, and it's because of the support of the parents, the teachers, and most importantly, we could not do this without the volunteer work of our college coaches who give so many hours after school, during school, and this program would not survive without our college volunteers. So thank you so much to everyone.
I think the biggest thing is not that you can track a test score and say, well, this student went from point A to point B because of debate, but you can say this student felt this way about himself or herself, and now, wow, look at them. I mean, there's nothing they can't do. And it's that self-confidence that they get from the activities.
Debate Kansas City is going to change the face of an activity that speaks for itself. When these people go out into the professional world, when they go back to their schools, when they go to college, when they go into their social worlds and say, I am a debater, it will be automatically assumed that they are smart. Assume that they are articulate. Assume that they are organized. And they're black. They're Latino. They're Hispanic. They're Asian. They're Native American. They're female. They will challenge the assumptions that are made about their backgrounds and experiences on a daily basis, and they will open doors. That, my friends, is empowerment. That is positive social change. That is progress. And that is Debate Kansas City.